We come from the same source, and we are full of the same light. Your journey is also my journey. You will never have to do this alone. We're in this together. More than you and I will ever know. I want you to think of me as a brother, a friend, a coach, or whatever works for you. As you read this, know that I'm with you as your guide. My life's beginnings. Before I dive in and tell you about my own journey, I want to remind you of a very important truth. While we don't always have control over our circumstances, especially those we may have faced in our younger years, we do have the power to shift our perception of them in a way that allows us to move forward with courage. And although my journey entailed wounds, I am still working to fully heal, I have also embraced the fact that it's okay not to have it all figured out. Instead of shaming myself or beating myself up for the things that may not be perfect, I choose to allow my mess to become my mission. The moment I decided there absolutely had to be a reason I experienced so much pain and anguish at such a young, impressionable age was the moment the whole world shifted and I began to see and feel the personal transformation take shape. I believe this is possible for you too. You see, I believe you are here for a reason. I believe that we are sharing this space on this planet in whatever dimension you happen to be in right now, intentionally. No accidents. Some people believe they come into this life by sheer happenstance. I like to believe that we choose our beginnings, and that I chose mine for a very specific reason. Yes, I was born into an abusive home. I was neglected and physically tortured. My biological father had a temper, and when he was in rage, he would do unthinkable things to me, like putting cigarettes out on my forehead if I didn't tie my shoes fast enough. There were times when he would hold me underwater, and if I cried when he pulled me out, he would shove my head right back under as a way of teaching me to be tough. It was terrible. Yet deep in my soul, I knew there had to be more to my life. And in that quiet space, I was alone. Even as a young boy, I prayed for safety. I prayed for love. I prayed for acceptance. And my prayers were ultimately answered. One day when I was 5 and my sister was 4, we were left alone at home. My sister used this opportunity to jump out the window and run across the street to tell a neighbor about the horrible conditions we were living in. Our neighbor lovingly took us in as she called the authorities. We were pulled from everything we knew. Our own messed up normal became a distant memory. And we were immediately placed into foster care, which, sadly, wasn't much of an improvement. Our family programming hadn't given me the tools I desperately needed to be a part of society, and my foster parents didn't have the tools to help me either. I was whipped for my behavior and had my mouth washed out with soap for my language. I felt damaged, and I felt completely unlovable. I vividly remember questioning God as to why this was my life, but I am clear now that it was actually perfect, because despite all the turmoil, despite everything that happened in those early years, this was the very path that would teach me to create more in my life. More love, more independence, more acceptance, more joy. It taught me to be adaptable and to pivot toward positivity instead of fear. And more importantly, it taught me forgiveness. After a year of struggling in foster care, my sister and I were adopted by an amazing family. Divine intervention at its finest. Our adoptive mother had cervical cancer, which prevented her from having her own biological children, the one thing she wanted most in her life. Her heartache was what led her to find us, broken children that desired to be loved. This was no coincidence. The synchronicity of the universe, or God if you prefer, delivered us into her life and vice versa. Our new family was deeply compassionate and sensitive to our needs as abused kids. And we began to steadily heal over the next couple of years. But it was not an easy road. It was only the beginning of a lifelong journey for all of us, a reinvention of normal in a way that felt safe, secure, and peaceful. I remember praying one night, asking God to watch over my mom and dad, my grandma, my grandpa, my hamster, my rabbit, my gerbil, my goldfish. Yeah, I had a lot of pets. And I remember one night, I prayed to God for the ability to forgive my biological father for everything that he had done.